Good morning, listeners. Achieving excellence in ministry through effective Christ-centered leadership and living is a theme that we have been exploring in this series of messages. Last week, we looked at the power of vision in the life of the Apostle Paul. Today, we will examine Paul's commitment as a leader. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 3 through 10, Paul gives a profile of his past life as a Pharisee and a summary of the transformation that resulted from his encounter with Jesus Christ and his commitment to his new calling. For we are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh, though I also might have confidence in the flesh. If anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so. Circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet, indeed, I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Paul recognized that his time as a Pharisee established for him a pedigree within Judaism that was quite impressive. He interpreted the law, the Jewish Torah, a certain way. Another conviction that Paul links to his pedigree as a Pharisee is zeal. Zeal characterizes those within Judaism who use violence against other Jews for violating the Torah. These Pharisees lived by their particular interpretations of the law and were zealous to preserve the traditions of the fathers and Israel's integrity. Paul said of himself in Galatians 1 verse 14, "And I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous for the traditions of our fathers." The Pharisee Saul demonstrated his own zeal for Judaism by persecuting the church. Philippians 3 verse 6. He counted himself among the most intense followers of the law, zealous to the point of using violence. The Pharisees saw the first Christians as a Jewish group that was lax in their observance of the law and representing the defilement of Israel. Saul the Pharisee had lived out his commitment to Israel through the law. Paul the Apostle would live it out through Jesus Christ. "But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I count all things but loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith." The Greek word for gain is an accounting term that means profit. The word for loss is also an accounting term used to describe a business loss. Paul used the language of business to describe the spiritual transaction that occurred when Christ redeemed him. All his Jewish religious credentials that he thought were in his profit column were actually worthless and damning. Thus, he put them in his lost column when he saw the glories of Christ. In the lost column were, 1, his heritage, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, verse 5. 2, his pure lineage, from the tribe of Benjamin, verse 5. 3, his former legalism, a strict Pharisee, verse 5. 4, his past zeal, a persecutor of the church, verse 6. 5, his self-righteousness, a blameless life, verse 6. Paul's focus was razor sharp. He willingly discarded the things he once counted as gain and counted everything as garbage for the sake of obtaining Christ. The gains from knowing Christ far outweighed everything he once thought was of value. Paul embraced the compelling vision of reaching the Gentiles with the gospel of Jesus Christ. In order to fulfill that vision, he made a determined commitment that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. Verse 10. Paul's emphasis here is on gaining a deeper knowledge and intimacy with Christ. He wanted total identification with Christ to the extent of experiencing the power of his resurrection. Paul's commitment went beyond experiencing the power of Christ's resurrection. He desired fellowship with his sufferings. This refers to a partnership, a deep communion of suffering that every believer shares with Christ. Paul knew the risk of suffering for the sake of Christ. He had seen Stephen, the first Christian martyr, stoned to death, an act that he willingly supported. He had experienced suffering through persecution on his first missionary journey when he established the Philippian church to which he was writing. Paul's commitment ultimately reflected a desire to conform to the death of Christ. As Christ died for the purpose of redeeming sinners, so Paul had that same purpose in a lesser extent. He lived and would willingly die to reach sinners for the gospel. His life and death, though not redemptive, were for the same purpose as that of his Lord's. Do you know Jesus Christ? To what extent? An effective Christ-centered leader must know him and his resurrection power, must be committed to suffer for him, and yes, be committed to even die for him. In John 17, verse 3, Jesus says, "This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." If you are not a Christian, this is a starting point for you. God bless you.